This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
This is Morning Edition on Wisconsin Public Radio. This week, judges in Madison will sample about 3,400 types of cheese, butter, and yogurt, all in the name of crowning a winner of this year's World Championship Cheese Contest. The competition first took place in 1957 as a panel of judges tried about 50 different cheddars in the back of a creamery warehouse. Now, it's the largest competition of its kind, and this year, it has a record number of entries. Joining me to talk more about the competition is Rebecca Sweeney of the Wisconsin Cheesemakers Association, which hosts the World Championship Cheese Contest. Rebecca, 2 years ago, Emmy Roth's Grand Cru Sirchois was named the best cheese in the world at this contest, and it was the first time in nearly three decades a Wisconsin cheese had won. So how does a win like this impact a cheesemaker?
I think you see interest in cheese competitions like ours because there's interest by consumers to buy cheeses that have a gold medal on the label. Emmy Roth USA, with their win in 2016, they saw their business increase by double digits in the year after they won. So there's certainly a business boost associated with a win at the World Championship Cheese Contest. And I think that that's part of the reason why we see so many cheesemakers across the country and around the world entering.
So beyond the marketing, do you feel like something like the World Cheese Championship Contest, does it have an impact on the industry? Like, does it challenge cheesemakers to try new and exciting products?
I think cheesemakers are a competitive bunch, but also a friendly bunch, and they share notes on what they're doing and what they're trying, and they're always endeavoring to make the best cheese in the world. Emmy Roth was so excited when they won 2 years ago, but so was everyone else from Wisconsin and really from the U.S., because it had been 28 years since an American company had taken that top spot. The room was electric. People were screaming and yelling, and there were tears. So this is a passion, not only a science and a craft, and people get very excited when they have the opportunity to win gold.
So every time I go to the store, I'm seeing more and more cheeses and new cheeses, which is wonderful. But do trends in the cheese industry, does that impact the work that you all do, you know, as a trade organization or even how you shape this contest?
We try to be nimble about the classes that we judge at the contest and make sure that they reflect what we're seeing in the marketplace, because we want every cheesemaker to be able to have their products fairly evaluated. So this year, for instance, we have 121 different classes of dairy products, and we have some new categories for paneer, for instance, growing in popularity out there on the grocery store shelves. Also for hard cheeses with natural rinds, those smear-ripened cheeses continue to be very popular with foodies. And we also see continued growth with goat and sheep's milk cheeses, and so we added some classes to respond to that.
So are there any standout cheeses this year? I don't know if you want to play favorites, but you know, are there predictions that maybe even a Wisconsin cheese could win again?
Well, I think that when you look at the U.S. Championship Cheese Contest, which was held in 2017, Wisconsin swept all three of the top spots there. So there's very high quality cheese being made here in Wisconsin. But as to who'll win this year's contest, it's anyone's guess. There's fabulous cheeses all over the world. We always see strong competition from Switzerland and the Netherlands. But American cheesemakers are doing their craft better than ever.
I would love to see a day when, like, Vegas was taking bets on the World Cheese Championship.
Me too, although I don't know that I could participate. I think that I might have an inside track.
Rebecca Sweeney is with the Wisconsin Cheesemakers Association, which is hosting the World Championship Cheese Contest. It kicks off today and is open to the public. The winner will be selected Thursday night.